Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. The Dundas City Council questioned the 2019 NAFRS budget at their meeting Monday night and chose to table it until some questions were answered. City Administrator John McCarthy said,
some of the council members feel that some of the expenditures may not be as consistent with the line items that they expect them to be consistent with.
In particular,
specifically addressing of hiring consultants without talking to the board.
The consultant was for a recent employee question. There was also a question regarding administrative expenditures. Council has until September 30th to approve the NAFRS budget. Mayor Schweitzer took this to their Joint Powers Board meeting this morning. The item is now on their September agenda. Fire Chief Gary Fronick and past Chair Glenn Castor will be in studio Monday morning at 7:20 with a recap of that meeting. Division Street is open, but there are some finishing touches yet to be done. Some landscaping as well as a place for public art. 1% of the project budget is for artwork at the corner of Division and 6th Street on the Econofood side. As for design, Arts and Culture Commission Chair Alyssa Herzog-Melby said,
we're thinking it's going to look something like an artistic informational kiosk, right? So that it's both functional, yet creative and fun, and a showcase of our great town.
The Art in Public Policy was approved by Council last year, which established an ad hoc review committee that will review any designs.
It is an effort between our staff liaison, Teresa Jensen, as well as Dave Bennett and Ben Martig, and a couple of the Arts and Culture Commission members to really steer the vision of what the piece of public art there will look like.
Call for proposals will go out within the next month or so, with submissions in early fall. The artist chosen would then have over the winter to fully design the piece, with installation next summer. On August 22nd, there will be a State of the Arts event at Imminent Brewing. Mayor Pownell said they went through a six-month planning process with Arts Lab Midwest.
I had a cohort of people from right here within our community that really worked hard on the development of this cultural plan that then presented it to our Arts and Culture Commission and will now be presenting it to the general public.
That will be held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. They're looking for feedback from the community on the plan. Herzog-Melby added,
I don't think we're hoping for wide-scale revisions on it. We've put so much time and effort into this process already, but I want to make sure that people see their vision for arts and culture in this plan, right? We get some buy-in for it. But then if there were missing anything big, right, that's brought to our attention as well.
The plan is on the Arts and Culture Commission page on the city's website. I have a link on kymnradio.net. There's much more on Arts Lab Midwest with Herzog-Melby and Pownell on their interview online. And Community Services is recruiting students and adults for all school year recreation positions. A booth will be set up at the Fall Sports Parent Meeting between 7 and 9 tonight between the lower and upper cafeteria of the high school. Stop by before, during, or after the meeting to obtain information on available positions, sign up for an interview, and receive information on how to officially apply. Applicants must be age 16 by the start of their desired position. News from around the state is next.